In today's Modern Ag Report, the second grouping of unmanned aerial vehicles, according to owner of All Drone Solutions, Mark Hull, are mapping drones.
A mapping drone will generally have a camera facing straight down or sensor of some sort, and they need to take specific amount of images in a specific location, and they need to collect that, like the geo reference information, so that it understands where you're at. So those fly planned missions based on how much area you're trying to cover and take images at specific times.
Hull says the main difference, other than the size of the vehicle, is the amount of information it collects. These drones can now handle several different elements of the mapping system. Once these drones complete a flight and all the data is processed, they can give a grower detailed information about their field, from pest infestation to distribution uniformity. Hull says technology is making drone use easier every day, and they continue to be able to do more things. He believes the future of mapping in agriculture will heavily rely on normalized difference vegetation index images, also known as NDVIs.
So depending on what you're growing, NDVI images, typically they're collected from satellites or possibly a local person flying over with an airplane. Oftentimes they only do that a couple times a year. So NDVI images gives you a vegetation index telling you where plants are healthy and unhealthy, where they might be having water or fertilizer issues. In the Midwest, they're taking those maps and importing them into variable rate applicators, so they're only putting a certain amount of fertilizer in certain areas, so they're able to immediately save a lot of money doing that. Here in a field like this or in orchards where we're at, it just gives you general information of where there might be a problem area. And you actually typically with an NDVI image can see things before the human eye can several weeks, especially with things like right now in citrus, we have the citrus psyllid, and I noticed in strawberries have quite a few insect issues. And so once you can determine how those insects are represented within an NDVI image, then you get to go find them a lot quicker.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.